thank you again to the country delegation for the extensive responses that you've provided. I do commend the state party for the justice efforts it's taken to end impunity for conflict-related sexual violence, especially through the prosecutions, the ICC referrals, and the establishment of mobile courts that has led to the prosecution and conviction of a number of perpetrators. This shows the state party's commitment that in times of conflict and humanitarian situations, perpetrators cannot be allowed to continue to act with impunity. Your Excellencies, given the high number of conflict-related sexual violence mentioned by the state party delegation, the number of convictions and prosecutions still remain not commensurate to the number of cases of conflict-related sexual violence being committed. We also do acknowledge the earlier recommendation by the state party in regards to the formation of an international criminal court focused on the DRC that will be instrumental in addressing the impunity on conflict-related sexual violence. Your Excellencies, this is a question for your consideration. The lawyers and judges in this room do understand that whether it's an international court, whether it's a national court, even in current times, these courts have very limited jurisdiction to try all perpetrators of different crimes. Even the ICC does face the same challenges. So is there a way the state party is exploring other international or international criminal law strategies like universal jurisdiction, factual findings, and command responsibility to effectively close the impunity gap and ensure that the different military commanders or civilian superiors who pass through the porous borders in the region are able to receive the, to be effectively prosecuted, but also to be held accountable? We also welcome the state party's clear stance that you are willing to engage in a political process within the framework of the Nairobi peace processes. This is very instrumental because it will go a long way in bringing about sustainable peace that will in turn address the barriers that women and girls in Eastern DRC continue to face in relation to access to justice. So I guess this is more of to urge the state party to emphasize in the negotiations the need to address the barriers that women and girls face in access to justice and strengthen the efforts of witness and victim protection, collection of forensic evidence, and provision of comprehensive conflict-related sexual violence to victims and eradication of deep-rooted stereotypes perpetrated by patriarchy that perpetrate a culture of silence for abuse and limit the ability of women and girls to seek justice. Another question, Your Excellency. How is the state party investing in strengthening the rule of law and good governance to ensure that access to quality and affordable justice, including legal aid for victims of conflict-related sexual violence, ensuring their legal empowerment and eradication of corruption, if any, in the justice sector? Because we do understand that in Eastern DRC, amidst the conflict situation, there are still mechanisms and a couple of women and organizations working closely with the state party that are able to provide justice. Could the state party please provide data? Because the state party has been very good at domesticating the Rome Statute of the ICC. You've also established legal frameworks in relation to prosecution of conflict-related sexual violence, and you've done a couple of prosecutions in relation to the mobile courts. Could the state party please provide data on the number of investigations, arrests, arrest warrants, successful convictions, and sentences handed down or disciplinary measures taken against perpetrators of conflict-related sexual violence committed against women and girls? And in the state party's report, I'd like to draw your attention to the response that the state party mentioned that a commission of inquiry was being established to investigate possible acts of violence committed by the armed forces of the DRC in Goma. We'd be grateful if the state party could, in line with the responses, be able to provide us with that. In that regard, I really do commend the state party for your commitment to the peace negotiation and process, and we hope that this will bring sustainable peace for the women and girls, which is able to prevent and protect women and girls from conflict-related sexual violence.
Thank you very much, Madam.